coming at you on a Sunday afternoon and coming at me every which way. It's incredible because no matter which way you look, and you feel it too, is this immersive Van Gogh exhibit that you may have heard about. Well, we're going to talk about it now with the producer of the exhibit, Maria Sklover. Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Was this exhibit in part your idea?
Yes, actually. I don't know if this is not very nice to say because, I have four other partners, co-producers, but, I take a little bit of credit by saying that I was in Paris in 2018 with my family, and I just happened to stumble upon this exhibit, which was immersive art exhibit in Paris. It was summer. We decided to walk in, and I was mesmerized by that, old technology and art mixture, and I fell in love with the idea and decided to bring it to my partners, and it just came to fruition here in Chicago.
Well, I should say our phone number, 312-981-7200, or you can text, because so many of you have seen it, because I know I saw it on Friday, and I posted, and I received posts from all over the country, you should know, Maria, people saying,
"Oh, wonderful!
I've seen it, or I want to see it." And those who have said they've seen it have said they may be familiar with Van Gogh art or not, but they've, if they are familiar with Van Gogh art, never experienced not only Van Gogh art this way, but any art in this way. So let's describe for people who don't know. So you walk into the room, and then you look, no matter which wall you look at, there's our images. And you're
absolutely,
and the floor too, by the way, and mm-hmm. You have three rooms if I counted right, or you can go upstairs and watch from upstairs down, and you feel like you're being surrounded by all of Van Gogh's work over the years. I bet you can do a better job than I just did, though.
I'll try. So this is completely new way of experiencing art. Be using the state-of-the-art technology, the theatrical storytelling, the animation, and using, of course, the creation of our producers and creative directors from Italy, Maximiliano Sicardi, and original music by Luca Longobardi, who is the composer. All of that is helping you to be immersed in the art of Van Gogh, who is the greatest artist that everybody probably heard about, but never had a chance to experiencing his art in this way.
Well, I would argue some people have not experienced his art, period. So what is, what is different about his art, do you think, that holds up today, so many years, hundreds of years later?
Yeah, I guess, Van Gogh, as many knows already, like, he was very mentally, unstable, I would say, sick person, super talented, was unsuccessful, and, during his lifetime, was not able to sell any of his work, but one actually artwork to his brother, and he died very early, and that's a very sad story. But then he produced very bright, beautiful artworks, and during his lifetime, he produced a lot of them, and we were able to get licensing, like his over 400 images of his works from different museums, and you can see 60, over 60 of his artworks during the exhibit. What inspired our Maximiliano Sicardi, who is the artist, is his, even though the sad life of Van Gogh, the art was so bright, and people just fell in love with that. So he got inspired by that and produced this beautiful exhibit for us. And it's unique. Obviously, you're right. Never seen anywhere in the U.S. and premiering here in Chicago.
So I've got to ask you, I want to ask you about the venue in Chicago a little bit, but I can't help but ask you, I'm sure I knew the answer, and if you don't, that's okay. I don't mean to put you on the spot. Why did he cut off that ear?
You know what? I didn't refresh my memory a long time ago, but he was actually a mentally unstable person, and he was...
That much I know, but I mean, not everyone who has some mental illness goes quite that far.
As far as I remember, he had, friendship and working relationship with another artist, Gauguin. And, when this relationship broke up, I don't know if it was romantic relationship or, again, I'm speculating and based on my knowledge again, but he cut his ear because he said something like in the letter that he, Gauguin, didn't hear him. So he wants to be heard. So here is my ear. So now you can hear me or something
Ew.
Like that.
Yuck.
Yeah, but this is based on my own knowledge, never, from one of the tours I did in the museum in Amsterdam, which, I personally is in love with Van Gogh for a long time and his work. And Amsterdam is one of the best museums to exhibit his work.
Why did you choose Chicago to come to first?
I personally am, and my partner, business partners, are theatrical producers and music producers. So we produce the works of various international theater presented here in Chicago for a long time, over 15 years, working with one of the, with some of the best venues here. And we experienced a lot of interest in art from Chicagoans. We think that this is one of the artists, cities in the United States. You guys are great. Art lovers, music lovers, entertainment lovers. So we thought that you, out of every city in the United States, would be the greatest to open and receive this kind of technology and art show.
Well,
I think
if you've been,
that's why.
If you've been to the Art Institute of Chicago, and I suspect you have.
Obviously.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you know that is true. And I want to talk about the venue, which is this is seen in, and more about what this all feels like. And if you have questions, 312-981-7200 on WGN. And I will tell you, live activity is coming back, which is so nice. And, it was great to go to the immersive Van Gogh exhibit. Not only Maria Sklover, who is the producer of the exhibit, not only because it was so intense, and I think intense isn't a bad word to describe it necessarily, but also because there you are, and there are other people with you. Now, I will say, and that's nice, that's a change, but I will
it's
say
great.
That there are circles on the floor, and you have to sit or stand in one of those circles, so people are socially distanced, and there's a mandate that you must wear a mask while viewing the exhibit. So it's as safe as it can be, I'm certain of that, but at least there are other people there, and that feels good just to go somewhere where there
Absolutely.
Are, you may be the first activity open where that is the case, or at least one of the first. The appeal we were talking about seeing Van Gogh, and you were talking about the art a little bit, to me, Van Gogh is, the art is almost manic depressive, because on one hand, you have these bright, beautiful flowers, yellow sunflowers, for example, and the room becomes so bright, and the music, there's music along all of this, and the music changes and it's upbeat and fun, but other parts are dark, a bit mysterious. Now, I'm no art expert. Am I correct about this?
Yes, you're right that, I just want to step back and address what you said about safety and about the fact that, this is one of the first activities in Chicago that opened, and we were trying to get open very early, so that, you know, we'll bring joy and, you know, finally get, you know, people busy and people experiencing art, you know, during this pandemic, you know, really downturn. We were trying to open on February 11th and, you know, I'm glad we succeeded. And we are safe, guys, so you really don't have to worry about, you know, we have touchless ticket taking and temperature checks and hand sanitizers everywhere and, you know, mandatory masks and, as you said, social distance circles. But, you know, so this part is really, and we are working within City of Chicago's capacity guidelines, so all of that is true. And but going back to the Van Gogh, yes, you step inside of the mind of this post-impressionist artist, and you just think that, you know, it makes you think that even though you know about his life being sad and, you know, him being mentally ill, his mind was so bright, and he was seeing things in such a beautiful way that, you know, it inspired this modern artist, like Italian artist, to produce this wonderful exhibit based on his vision, not what we know about him.
Now, I think there's three rooms, if I counted right, that you can see the exhibit. And as I described, and you just did too, there are circles on the floor, and you're instructed to yourself or whoever you are with, family members, to go into that circle, stay there for a while. But you can move whenever you feel like it to another room. Moving to a different room, I found, was great, because then you get a different feeling. So we stayed where we were for about half of the show, but then we moved to another room, the smallest of the rooms, and then we moved to a third room, again, a larger room, and you get a different perspective each time. Is that a good tip for people? Or do you think that people ought to stay?
Absolutely.
Okay, why?
I'll tell you, you know, first of all, you know, going back to your question about the building, it's old, renovated, landmark, you know, Germania Club building.
Yes.
Located in, you know, Gold Coast / Old Town neighborhood. It's a beautiful museum-like building. And it has three floors that we utilize, and it has beautiful architecture, Victorian era architectural details that we didn't touch. You know, so the exhibit was fitted into this architecture. You know, we didn't touch any details. We have two big rooms, you know, one great balcony, and, you know, you would say one room, but, you know, two smaller rooms, basically. So each angle, each room, or each, you know, location gives you a different perspective at the exhibit. So many people love to see it from the mezzanine, and it gives you some privacy. You go there, you sit with your loved one or, you know, your family, and see it from there. You sit on the floor, a lot of children running around actually during the exhibit from circle to circle, but it does give you a different perspective at the art and music and how you, you know, how you take it. And we also have, by the way, I just want to mention, we call it Juliet Balcony. We have, you know, we have such a great thing, addition to the exhibit, as we call it Date Night. And you can take your date there and see this exhibit from this Juliet Balcony, just the two of you, which creates very romantic view. And we, believe it or not, had a lot of proposals already in the exhibit for this month. Yes, and it makes our heart really, you know, warm, because we help people to organize these proposals. We, you know, during the date night, you get champagne, flowers, and chocolates, and you have privacy of this, you know, for 45 minutes of the show, you have privacy of this Juliet Balcony with your fiancé or, you know, loved one. So
well,
that's
another
angle.
Yeah, I had no idea about all that. And a couple of weeks ago, we had Bella Gandhi, who's a dating expert, on the show. And we were talking about how there's nowhere to go on a date. It's all done virtually. So now there's somewhere to go. What is the address? It's in, it's right between Streeterville and Old Town, really. And it's right kind of adjacent to where Sandburg Village is, if you know.
Mm-hmm.
What is the street address?
It's 108 West Germania Place. This is very close to the Chicago History Museum and right across the Latin School. I don't know. Like, I'm not a Chicago expert. I actually live in New York, but I moved to Chicago. So now it's my neighborhood. So 108 West Germania Place.
Yes.
And I fell in love with Chicago.
Well, thank you. Beautiful. And in fact, you describe it as right across from the Latin School, as you say. And for tickets, how do people learn more?
Since we have limited capacity, obviously tickets are scarce, but, you know, please go to vangoldchicago.com or our box office, which is located right, you know, at 108 Germania Place. Virtually just go vangoldchicago.com and I'm sure you'll be able to find tickets.
Well, I know tickets are hard to come by, or at least there's a wait for tickets. And now you're planning to be in how many other cities around the country?
We have our map is really diverse.
A lot.
We are scheduled to open in Los Angeles and San Francisco and New York, and also Dallas, Phoenix, Charlotte, Houston, Las Vegas, like you name it.
Boston, I think Boston as well.
So
you can, if you can't get tickets in Chicago, fly to Boston, but better to get tickets if you live here, certainly in Chicago. It's certainly possible to do. The website, again, it's vangoldchicago.com. Is that what you said?
Absolutely. And we hope that, you know, with the health and safety becoming, hopefully, like the capacities are growing and everything, we open up more capacity and the tickets would be available as well.
Do you know about Winnie
the Pooh? And the extended run.
Do you know about Winnie the Pooh by any chance?
Of course.
Okay. So maybe you're going to produce this one, too. A Tennessee woman is seeking to break the Guinness Book of World Records for recognition of her collection of Winnie the Pooh memorabilia. She has 16,000 different items. Her name is Donna Fee. She lives in Tennessee. And she started collecting these items 31 years ago when she was only 6 months old, it says. Her collection of toys, miniature statues, dishware, posters, and other items began to reach the thousands. And now she is hoping to break the Guinness Book of World Records. Maybe we could have her on the show next week. Listen, I thank you so very much, Maria Sklover, for doing this. Is there going to be a Picasso exhibit? Maybe not Winnie the Pooh, but maybe another artist?
We definitely here for a long time. So we imagine this building, we call it Lighthouse Art Space Chicago, as the Museum of Immersive Art, you would say. So many
nice.
Other artists are coming, and I cannot disclose who, but, you know, it's going to be a different exhibit every few months.
Well, Picasso is kind of like Chicago, so that might be a good one. Hint, hint.
Okay.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Maria.